Dutchman County Dispatch dealing with overtime and turnover, Valley City Riverbank Erosion Update. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Stutsman County Emergency Manager and 911 Coordinator Jerry Berquist spoke before the Stutsman County Commission Tuesday regarding dispatch overtime and turnover. Berquist reported they lost staff in June and four more after that and continue to cover through overtime. Because of the high turnover rates, he estimates they've spent a lot of money on just training new employees who then left.
There was nothing that we did on our end. But every time we get a new employee, we have to train that new employee because they don't know that job until they get trained up. And because not only are we training people, but we're also covering for the people that aren't there. We're estimating right now at the end of December that we'll have spent about $24,000 in overtime.
Berquist says if they lost another employee, the cost would be incomparable with the cost of raising salary for those employees. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. About $1.1 million in damage was reported earlier this month throughout Barnes County. Most of the damage occurred as a result of flooding due to heavy rainfalls in September and a snowstorm in October. Here's City Administrator David Shelkoff.
The mill dam issue, we've had some erosion there for some time. We've got a plan put in place, but this fall flood certainly didn't help the erosion issue there. That's the largest of the projects that needs to be done. This last flood of 30 days of high water has really affected along 6th Avenue Southwest. It's the road that goes right along the river, opposite of the flood wall, up to Viking Drive. And there are two places there that need to be repaired.
And the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force has tracked down an inmate who walked away from a Fargo halfway house earlier this week. Officials used tips and surveillance video to catch up with 30-year-old Juan Martinez. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.